Jerusalem last week for Jericho. In the afternoon, the sun was getting low. And then the bushes shook, and out they came at me. They were robbing me half naked, while they beat me head to toe. And they left me on the road to Jericho.
Welcome to the Bible as it is, an audio meditation.
Lying almost slain and wounded by the road, crying out in pain for a sympathetic soul.
Welcome to our first broadcast of the Bible as it is. This is a special, simple program, and it's special because it's simple. I'm Giuseppe Guarino. Let me introduce myself. I'm an Italian Christian, and I write about the Bible. If you happen to have visited my website, you know that I write on several topics, but most of my books and articles are about certain complicated matters concerning the Bible, the origin of the Bible, the original languages. I wrote a manual on the Greek language. But we had a nice conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and a Christian. We were talking about the simple Word of God. Sometimes scholars get caught up in their own meditations on the Word and on complicated matters, and they lose focus of the simple Word of God. So these meditations will be on a simple look at the Bible as it is. Like a person opening up the Bible and just being blessed. I believe this is what I want to be. I believe this is what you want to be, if you really think about it. It's interesting to know about the original languages. It's interesting to know about the Qumran caves. I've been deep into that stuff for a long time. But right now, I would love to just have a look at some parts of the Bible. Just enjoy it as it is. I was meditating yesterday on the book of Jonah. And for this meditation, I will be using my King James Version. First chapter, verses 9 and 10, which said, "And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them." This is a very nice passage in the Bible. I really love it. It's about Jonah. He's in the ship now. And the ship is almost sinking. They find out this incredible situation where everybody's dying and they don't know why. At a certain time, he confesses this because he knows. He says, "I'm a Hebrew and I fear the Lord." The Lord here is the name of God in the Old Testament, Jehovah. And he also adds the God of heaven. This expression has always been pretty meaningful to me, because I've always noticed that the foreign people, the people who were not part of Israel, were not totally ignorant about the existence of God. And so when Jonah tells these people who were not Hebrews, first that he was a servant of the Lord, the God of Israel, whose name was Jehovah, but at the same time, he explained that this Jehovah is the God of heaven, the one who created the heaven and the earth. So it seemed like they knew about this. There's another passage which speaks about the God of heaven, and it is in Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. When Daniel is before the king Nebuchadnezzar, this man wants to know the dream and the meaning of the dream that he had at night. But this is of no consequence to us now. But when Daniel is confronted with the king, he says, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. He didn't have to explain it to him. It's like as if Nebuchadnezzar, just by hearing that the God of heaven had made him known a secret, or in a dream, something special just for him, he had to know, he had an idea that was the God of heaven, the God who created everything. This is very important. And notice that a Hebrew, like Daniel, is speaking to a non-believer, a non-Hebrew, and referring to God as the God of heaven. Then we move to Acts 17 and 24, which reads, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. We find this sentence in the discussion brought by Paul to the people in Athens. I just encourage you to read it. This is very interesting, and it's in Acts 17. But here again, we have a Hebrew trying to explain who God is to unbelievers, to people who had not the revelation of the Torah, of the Old Testament. And he refers to God as the Lord of heaven and earth. Again, there is this reference to the sovereign God abiding above us, as if in a certain way, and the people there in Athens, the Greeks, somehow showed that they were sort of guessing that there might be a God out there that they didn't know. And this is a long story, just read it there. And then we find in Romans 1 and 20 the answer to why these Hebrews confronting non-believers speak about God in this certain specific way as the God of heaven, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator, the one who is above us, who is the cause of us. In Romans 1 and 20, Paul speaks about God in a specific way, in a wonderful way, because he speaks now of what we understand of the Hebrew characters in the Old Testament refer to. And that is the natural revelation of God, which means that God revealed himself in the Word, but at the same time, God reveals himself to man in the nature, in the emptiness of the heart. There's a feeling in each person. We feel something missing. We understand that the world must be created by someone, that everything cannot be here by chance. And so Paul says something very interesting, and I encourage you again to read Romans chapter 1 to have the whole picture of what we're saying here shortly. But in Romans 1 and 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. These are very strong words that Paul uses here. It's simply saying that we cannot justify every person who says, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God. It's not that simple. It's saying, look at the world, look at everything you have around you, the order in the creation, the design behind the creation. How can you say that there is no God? And then he goes on with this discussion. This is very important because the natural revelation of God is relevant. I believe in the God that created everything. So when we announce the gospel to the people, we have this powerful thing in our hands. Especially in my land in Sicily, when you tell people about the Bible, it's very strange. There's a difference between Americans and Italians, and the difference is that Italians want to hear. They don't want to read it. We're not people of the book. I remember I was talking to people and telling them, you can read it in the Bible. And they said, you tell me about it. This is very peculiar. They want to be convinced. And first of all, they want to see how convinced and learned you are. So when we talk to people, we tell them that the God that we announce, the God we believe in, the God that we serve, the God that we recognize as God, is the God of heaven. He's the God that created everything. He's above us. He is the God that we serve. And he is the God we believe in. This is a very important thing, because when people say, I don't believe in God. Okay, talk to them. Like, after 5 minutes, they are going to start blaming God for whatever tragedy or thing happens in the world. That's another meditation, another Bible study. What we think is that, what we're saying here is that every man has a knowledge in his heart, in their hearts, that there is a God. And this is the God of heaven, which means he's above us. If he's above us, is Lord of all, is King of all, is the creator. And then all the rest of the discussion follows. If you start from that point, it's useless to believe that there is a God. And that God is so without any interest in whatever he created, that it just sits on his throne and does not communicate with his creation. And so on and so forth. It all starts there. So the Bible, simply the Bible as it is. This is what the Bible says. This is a very nice way to address and non-believers, atheists, when we talk about the God of heaven. We're talking to their spirit. It's like we say, you know there's a God. And then you go on and just talk about the rest of the Word of God. I thought this in my mind, this simple meditation, as I was opening up the book of Jonah and I referred to other Bible passages. I hope you enjoyed this meditation. I hope this can be a blessing to you. I hope you can go out and share it with other people. More meditations will follow, God willing, the Bible as it is. Until next time, God bless you.
Last week for Jericho, in the afternoon, the sun was getting low, and then the bushes shook, and out they came at me. They were robbing me half naked, while they beat me head to toe, and they left me on the road to Jericho.